2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12 says, I am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him. In this message, Pastor explains signs that prayers are about to be answered.
Hallelujah. Let's open our Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12. For the which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded. I want you to underline that word, persuaded. And am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We believe in Jesus. We believe in the Father. We believe in the Holy Spirit. We believe in prayer. We believe that our God is a prayer answering God. We believe that God hears us when we pray. And we believe that God answers our prayer. Tonight, I want you to have that assurance that comes from the Holy Spirit, that every prayer that you have made in the will of God, according to His word, that God will answer, God will honor, and you will see a manifestation of all that you are expecting from God. There are certain signs by which we know that our prayers are about to be answered, or your prayer life is actually yielding results. There are 7 of them. I will emphasize on 1, but I'll just mention the 6. When you've been praying, you know that your prayer is about to be answered, because you become highly supernaturally sensitive. It's almost as if your spiritual senses can perceive there might be nothing in the natural, but it's almost like as if you can perceive in the spirit that something is about to happen. In 1 Kings chapter 14, there's an interesting scripture. 14 verses 4 to 6. It speaks about a man of God called Ahijah. Jeroboam's wife disguised herself and came to Shiloh, the house of God. And came to the house of Ahijah. And the prophet could not see because of his age. But when Ahijah heard the sound of her feet as she came in at the door, that he said, come in, thou wife of Jeroboam. Why do you disguise yourself as another? See, he was a man of prayer. Even though he couldn't see, he was sensitive. He knew who had come without seeing. You remember the New Testament where Simeon was moved by the Spirit to come to baby Jesus, because he knew the manifestation of his prayer, his waiting was going to be manifested. The Spirit of God just began to move him exactly to where Jesus Christ was when he was brought into the temple by Mary and Joseph. May the Spirit of God move you. You begin to experience unusual boldness and confidence. It's a sign that your prayer is about to be answered. Unusual amount of boldness and confidence. As a matter of fact, what used to scare you before doesn't scare you anymore. Before, you used to get a dream, a negative dream maybe, and you get up scared. But now you get up and with such boldness, you cancel it out in the name of Jesus. If it's a negative thing, You were like a lion. You were like... Peter was not bold when he followed Jesus. He loved Jesus. But he was not bold. Before a servant girl, he denied the master. But 10 days of prayer, the Holy Spirit of God coming upon him, charged up with boldness, he stands and begins to deliver the message of the gospel, begins to speak about Jesus Christ, and 3,000 souls were saved that day. See how prayer shifted him from being timid to being bold. Don't try to be bold if you are not bold, but pray, and boldness will come by the Spirit of God. Acts 4 says the early church, they gathered together and they prayed when there were threats against them. And the spirit of boldness came upon them. And the place was shaken by the power of God. And they once again began to preach the gospel of Jesus with boldness. I see many of you stepping into new territories for the gospel of Jesus Christ and glorifying his name. Or Daniel's three friends, when they were about to be put into the furnace by the king, they said, "King, we are not afraid of you. We will not bow down before this idol." Nobody speaks to the king like that. Our God is able to deliver us. And even if he doesn't, we will not worship this image. See the boldness of three young Hebrew boys before a king? Prayer. Prayer. You will know that your prayer is about to be answered because you will begin to have visitations from the Lord in dreams and visions. An overwhelming sense of God's presence. Peace. 40 days Moses was taken up into the cloud. The glory of God. Can you imagine that? He did not want to speak to people. He spoke to God. God spoke to him. The man who went up to the mountain to pray is not the same man who came down. His face was shining. He had an encounter. He had a visitation. The glory of God had so captivated him or captured him. Let me tell you, some of you are going to step into your cloud of glory. You're going to move into those realms of prayer where you experience the tangible presence of God. Glory to God. You begin to feel God closer to you than before. A certain level of intimacy comes in. A certain level of closeness with God. Because James 4 and verse 8 says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Can you imagine that? If you really draw near to God, God will draw near to you. Communication is always based on friendship. How much you communicate to a person is based on how well you know him. Do not love this world or the things of this world. Do not have friendship with this world, James 4 says. But draw near to God. You draw near to God, he says, I can trust you. You're not after the world, you're after me. God begins to speak to you. Sixth one, you begin to experience high levels of favor and open doors. Daniel never missed his prayer. Three times a day he would pray. Esther was a woman of prayer. The king stretched out her scepter, his scepter, and showed her favor. God's favor, open doors. You will see. You're not running here and there to see an open door. you are spending time with God, begins to open things for you. I think that was the fifth, the sixth one. And this is something that you might need to remember for a long time. You get unusual strength to overcome temptation. Any trap that Satan has set for you, you come out of it in victory. You're tempted to get angry, but then you react in a different way now. You just walk away from the scene of fight. Because you build capacity in prayer, you don't fall for that temptation. Matthew 26 verse 41. Flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. Therefore pray that you do not give into temptation. Glory to God. Glory to God. And this, the seventh one, what I want to highlight tonight. The word in 2 Timothy 1 verse 12. Can we read that one more time, please?
For the which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless I am not ashamed.
Yes.
For I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day.
I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded. You are persuaded by the Spirit of God that your prayer is answered. You feel that persuasion inside. That word persuaded is there in a few scriptures in the Bible. As a matter of fact, in Romans 4 it says, I am fully persuaded. Abraham was fully persuaded. As a matter of fact, I've seen as a pastor, some can never be persuaded. And the Holy Spirit told me, never try to persuade someone who can never be persuaded. Just leave them. You go on. That word persuade means convinced, fully assured. Luke 16 verse 31. Luke 16 verse 31. It says there about that rich man who went to hell. And Abraham's bosom, the poor man, Lazarus, went. And verse 31, when Abraham began to say, please send somebody to my brothers. Look at the 31st verse. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. In other words, there are people who can never be persuaded. Persuaded to follow Jesus, persuaded to pray, persuaded to believe the gospel, persuaded to believe in heaven. The king Agrippa, he said, Paul, after hearing Paul preach, you almost persuade me to be a Christian. So there are people who are almost persuaded. They are the ones who hang around the church and around this channel for some time. Almost persuaded. And there are also people who are adversely persuaded. Adversely persuaded. You know, that word adversely persuaded. In a way that prevents success or development. Harmfully or unfavorably. Matthew 27. Matthew chapter 27 verse 20 to 23. It says there, Matthew 27. But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the multitudes that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. See, they were adversely moved against Jesus. And they almost persuaded this crowd to ask for Barabbas. See, there can be huge people who can move against you because somebody's persuaded them. There can be your friends who can chat with you and tell you it's no use to pray. There's no reason why you should follow the scriptures. They can hinder you. They can stop you. And you don't even realize it. But somebody who genuinely prays, one of the manifestations before your prayer is answered outside is God gives you an assurance inside. You are persuaded. Paul said, I know whom I have believed. I know what I've entrusted him. And he is able to keep it to that day. See, we do not know what Paul entrusted the Lord. But he was assured that what he had entrusted the Lord would keep it. So much so, in 2 Timothy 4 verses 6 to 8, towards the end of his earthly life, Paul said, I've kept my faith. I fought the fight. Now there is a reward that is kept for me. I finished my course. See, he was assured that God had kept him. In 1 Timothy and in 2 Timothy, boom. He says, I was able to complete the course because the Lord kept me. May you experience Holy Spirit persuasions in your life. In the things of God, in the movements and the works of the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. That word persuaded means to believe, have confidence, yield, trust, won over, convinced, settled. It's settled in your heart. Abraham was fully persuaded, totally settled. No matter how old I get, no matter how many years have gone by, God promised me a generation. He promised me that my seed would be blessed. And I know my expectation is not in vain. God will manifest his blessing. Fully persuaded that God would bring through what he had asked him. Glory to God. Lift your hand and say, Holy Spirit, persuade me. Persuaded. Glory to God. Glory to God. Look at that. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12. The one whom you have believed. Look at another interesting scripture. Romans chapter 8. Stay with me in the spirit. Romans chapter 8, verses 31 onwards. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Verse 32. He that spareth not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? For it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Verse 37. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Verse 38, underline. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Glory to God. Lift your hands and give him a shout of praise. Paul said, I'm persuaded. Nothing shall separate me from the love of Christ. Glory to your holy name. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. Nothing shall separate you from the love of God. I am persuaded. No matter what kind of troubles are around me, the depth or the height, of the love of God. No creature, no principality, not even death. No principalities or powers, no things present or things to come can separate me from the love of God. Be persuaded in your heart by the Holy Spirit. Glory to your holy name. Oh, hallelujah.
There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. Oh, there is no one else like you. You are great.
Persuasion is like an inner knowing. It's an inner knowing. Paul said, I'm persuaded about the love of Christ. I do not know whether you're persuaded by the love of Jesus tonight. He says, nothing can separate me from that. You feel God loves you. Before a manifestation of a prayer, you know, everything might be contrary to what you prayed. That's why it says neither principalities or powers, hallelujah, not even death, not things present or things to come, amen. No height, no death, no creature, nothing. You can't figure it all out. You don't know what's happening around you. You go through different kind of tests, but you say, nothing shall separate me. Glory to God. An inner knowing. That's what it means. Persuading, inner knowing. There are people who don't value that move of the Spirit inside their heart. They're looking for something outside. They're looking for reality outside to their prayer. But it starts with the reality inside of a knowing. There are people who don't even know after so many years which church to be in, who their pastor is. What they're called to do. They're looking for something outside. But when the Spirit of God is about to give you answers to your prayer, He gives you an assurance inside, an inner knowing. How would you get to that point? Jude, the book of Jude says it. The book of Jude, the 20th verse.
But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost.
And the 21st says, keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. See? So the key is, but you, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. If you have the gift of tongues, why not use that gift of tongues? Why are you neglecting the Holy Spirit? You know, I know of a person, he's like a walking Bible. He knows the scriptures from cover to cover. He must have read the Bible hundreds of times. But he didn't have faith in Christ. Why? Because there was no Holy Spirit inside. They knew scriptures, but no real relationship with the Lord where you have the inner knowing of the Holy Spirit. He could mouth scriptures. I've seen preachers who study. They got so much of material in their head. But one trial, one crisis they go through, and they're bitter against God. They're bitter against God. Paul was put in prison, dragged through the streets, stoned in shipwrecks. Fought beast in Ephesus, imprisoned, ridiculed, dragged before magistrates. But Paul is saying, nothing, I'm persuaded, nothing shall separate me from the love of Christ. Nothing. One test, one trial in your life, and you are like, is God there? Does Jesus love me? You don't want to come to church. You don't want to pray. You don't. But you know a lot of scriptures. That word persuade means inward certainty. Inwardly, I'm certain God loves me. Jesus loves me. No matter what kind of tests and trials I go through, my prayers are not a waste. He loves me. I am persuaded that which I have entrusted Him, He is able to keep. Glory to God. In the Ratri Karangal Uyarthi Para, Holy Spirit, I am sorry if I have neglected You. I am sorry if I have hurt You. I am sorry if I have discounted the moves of Your presence in my heart. Help me to know that knowing, that deep knowing inside, that You will help me through. That You will help me through. Glory to God. Lift your hands. Pray in the Holy Ghost. 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 Glazika Frogus Dalan Shantala Ramadi answered it. Can you imagine that? See, if you do not have that inner knowing and that move of the Spirit in your life, a person's opinion can stop you from receiving your breakthrough. Just one opinion. Or you just look, you just Google a preacher and say, okay, what? I want to know what's about him. Something negative comes up. Okay, that's it. I'm not going to that church. One opinion of somebody. Caleb had a different spirit. It's a spirit of persuasion. He wholly followed the Lord. When 3 million Jews wanted to go that way, Joshua and Caleb decided to go this way. That was God's way. Because they were persuaded of the promises of God. Glory to God. Whose report will you believe? When 3 million people went, the crowds and people said, this way. The one who has the promises of God, who has got the word of God, the inner witness of the Spirit says, okay, this way, if God said it, this is it. Life's three greatest words is not God is love. It is, I am persuaded. I am persuaded that God is love. If somebody says God is love, maybe for you, not for me. So more important than truth shall not set you free. Hear me well. Jesus said, you will know the truth and the truth shall set you free. It is the knowing. Truth is there. The truth cannot be taken away. The truth, God's word is there. But you will know. You will know the truth, this truth. By His stripes I am healed is for me. Truth. It's there. But it's that persuasion, that knowing inside. I know. It's not truth. You can have 100 Bibles and study Bibles and still not have a knowing. Hey, you can say God is love and put a big poster, but if you are not persuaded that Jesus loves you, God loves you. See, parents, teachers, counselors, investors, dietitians, trainers, all they try to do is persuade you in what they want. See, that is the greatest three-letter word. I am persuaded. They want you to buy this share. They want you to invest there. They want, you know, your friends are trying to persuade you, go to that college. The fashionist says, this is the style. Have half head shaved, half head. See, they're trying to persuade you. Satan tries to persuade you. But if I am persuaded of God, then I'm unbeatable. Glory to God. Glory to God. Lift your hands and say, I am persuaded by the Spirit of God. The serpent cunningly persuaded Eve to eat of that tree. Can you imagine? It's all got to do with persuasion. Your mind can become like scrambled eggs. But too many voices trying to persuade you in different directions. But tonight, I want you to be persuaded by the Spirit of God. And nothing but the Spirit of God. And by the word of His mouth. See, God is worth your time. He's worth your prayer. He's worth your dedication. He's worth your worship. I'm persuaded that my prayer is not in vain. My worship is not in vain. I'm persuaded. God can do nothing unless you are convinced that he can do. Everyone who approaches him should know that he exists and is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. They're convinced, persuaded. If I seek the Lord, he will reward me. Unless you have the persuasion of the Holy Spirit and from his word, you will never do anything. You think about tithing, you're giving, sacrifice. What? Somebody says, don't sacrifice, man. Don't give. What is it? Don't pray. And you're... Glory to God. Innate persuasion. Glory to God. Look at one more scripture and then we pray. See, why don't you pray for the sick in your home? Because you're not persuaded God can heal. You're persuaded. I mean, you know God can heal, but you're not persuaded God can heal through you. Sometimes you say, I don't think God, it's the will of God to be healed. Then why do you go to the doctor, you hypocrite? You believe that you want to be healed. But you're just not persuaded that God can heal you through his word, through the laying on of hands. And I don't think God prospers anybody. Really? Then why do you work? Why do you send your kids to study? Are you saying that you're doing sin when sending your kids to study to get a good job? You have to be convinced inside from the word of God. And then you see a manifestation. What does it take for you to be persuaded? Luke 5:17.
And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting.
Doctors of the law, bookworms. Scriptorians. The ones who knew everything from cover to cover. Yes.
Which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them.
But they don't receive a healing. The power of God is present. But they're not persuaded. They had everything. So the issue is not power, but persuaded. You have no doubt about the power of God. But are you persuaded? Saul and David were both anointed by the same prophet, by the same God. But one ran away from the giant and the other ran towards the giant. The difference was David was persuaded. He was persuaded. Tonight, I pray that you would open your heart to allow the Spirit of God to persuade you. There are so many of you who are, you know, committed believers, hearing messages, having Bible studies. But are you convinced? In your prayer time, are you convinced that God answers? Before a manifestation, what happens inside? I'm persuaded. That God loves me, no matter what. You know, when after I got married, we were trusting God for a child, and then it was taking a long time. I was already 41. And then Tanya had a miscarriage, and then doctor said a lot of more time and all that, and was really confused. And I told Tanya, listen, even if God doesn't give us a child, we're still going to serve Him, love Him, honor Him, and persuade that God loves us no matter what. Within the next month, boom, she was conceived with Rania. When you are assured of God's love, persuaded of His love, persuaded what you prayed for, He will answer and give. The manifestation will come. Glory to God. Glory to God. Look in the scriptures of all those who are persuaded. We don't have time. Luke 1:57, I think. Luke 1:45. Mary, she said, behold the handmaid of the Lord. May it be according to thy word. I'm persuaded if God said it. The child of the Holy Ghost, that's it. Elizabeth, in Luke chapter 1, 45, and blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. There shall be a performance of all God said. She had that. She was persuaded inside, convinced inside.